When I was a kid, I never let anyone know how much the future scared me. In fact, I couldn't see any future. I was born into a world that was no bigger than the walled neighbourhood enclave where my family lived. My father had lived there as a boy and inherited the house from his father. My world was a cage. When one of my brothers dared to leave the cage, to run away from home, someone outside caught him and cut and burned all the flesh from his living body. Sometimes I catch myself, wondering how long it took him to die. I admit my brother was no angel. He was mean and not very bright. He loved our mother and he was a favourite, but I don't think he ever gave a damn about anyone else. Still, even though he was as tall as our father, he was only 14 when he was killed. To me, that makes the men who killed him worse than he ever was. How could they be human and do a thing like that to somebody? I used to imagine them, the killers, waiting for me whenever neighbourhood adults with guns risked taking us out of the cage for a little while. The world outside was like my brother at his worst, multiplied by about 1,000. Stupid, mean, so out of control that it might do anything. It was like a dog with rabies, tearing itself to pieces, wanting to do the same to me. And then, it did just that. Oh yes, it did. I could return the compliment. I could have reached for the power to do that. But I would rather fix the problem. What happened to me shouldn't happen to anyone. Yet such things have happened to thousands of people. Perhaps millions. I've read history. Things weren't always this way. They don't have to go on being this way. What we've broken, we can mend.